Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 436 for Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday, taking some direction from the advances seen in soybeans. Canola values were anywhere from steady to $10 higher, July up $8.80 at $491.50 per ton, November canola up $10.10 at $490. Ongoing worries about unfavorable crop conditions in Western Canada were also supportive. Recent rains in the Western Prairies have helped improve production prospects a little bit, but wider spread, heavier precipitation is still needed. Forecasts for this week do show rain in the radar for Alberta and Saskatchewan, but it just seems to be showery and nothing big or widespread. Strength in Malaysian palm oil futures was also underpinning canola values. However, ideas that the market's technical bias is pointing lower and today's advances will be seen as a good selling opportunity were bearish. The large global oilseed supply situation and generally good conditions for the U.S. soybean crop were also limiting the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at the U.S. markets, wheat values were steady to slightly lower, while corn and soybeans were stronger. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from 6 to 24 cents higher, July up 20 and 3 quarter cents at $9.58 a bushel. Concerns that U.S. farmers may not be able to finish seeding their soybean crops this year due to wet weather expected in the Midwest this week were bullish. Further support came from news that the U.S. soybean crop is rated as 67% good to excellent, down 2 percentage points from last week. However, large global supplies and ideas that rain will benefit the crops that have been seeded limited the upside. Corn values were also stronger on Tuesday, taking some direction from soybeans. Values for corn were anywhere from 4 to 7 cents higher, July up 5.25 cents at $3.53 per bushel. Further support came from Monday's USDA crop report, which showed crop conditions for corn declined 1 percentage point to 73% good to excellent. News of a fresh export sale of old crop corn was also bullish, though weather is still good for development in the U.S. Midwest, which was bearish. Wheat values in Chicago were steady to slightly lower, seeing a consolidation following Monday's sharp declines. Prices were anywhere from unchanged to 2 cents lower, July down half a cent at $4.88 a bushel. Large global supplies, a strong U.S. dollar, and a lack of fresh export demand were all bearish for wheat. Though some support came from worries about rain delaying the harvest of U.S. winter wheat this week and possibly encouraging more diseases. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.